California has been pummeled by an unusually high number of those atmospheric rivers this season. Tons of rain, washing out roads, felling trees, isolating residents in rural communities. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED introduces us now to one emergency responder in the Sierra foothills who's been finding people trapped in those storms.
Grass Valley with the test for Sierra Nevada 102, Grass Valley clear 1113.
I'm clear, thank you.
During a recent storm, Jessica Farmer started her shift at Sierra Nevada Memorial Hospital at noon.
We get our rig started up, and at 12:05, the call went out for a possible heart attack, severe chest pain.
The 36-year-old pulled her blonde hair back into a ponytail and zipped up her coat.
Grass Valley Medic Board is responding. All right, where are we headed?
Farmer and her partner set out on slick, icy roads with snow pelting the windshield as they wound through deep forest to the top of a canyon.
And we got to an opening that had been basically where the snowplow had stopped.
The patient's house is still at least a mile ahead, so they continue driving, but there were many obstacles on the slushy road.
There were cars broken down. We had to help shovel, dig people out. There was multiple trees that we had to cut with chainsaws and throw heavy rounds off the hill.
2 hours later, they had barely covered a half mile. And Farmer realizes her toes are completely numb.
I did not come down with snow pants, snow socks. And so I get a little worried. But this is a 911 call. This is a patient having a heart attack. You have to make this work. This is going to be the hardest day of your life, but you have to work.
She receives a report from dispatch that the patient's pain is getting worse. So they forge ahead on foot, post-holing through waist-deep snow, until finally a large house with a deck comes into view.
Seeing that house was just the most, just pure happiness.
They check the patient's heart. He's still breathing.
We then told the patient that the road was disastrous, that we had to walk him. He then tells us that he has a broken hip.
Farmer takes a deep breath and then immediately pulls off her wet socks, borrows a few dry pairs from the patient, and then wraps her feet in plastic bags and duct tape.
I went and found a tarp and a sled. It was like a little tiny sled too. It was like a little kid's sled. We had to bundle him up like a burrito and pulled him out like a dog sled team.
5 hours later, they finally get back to the hospital. Farmer helps admit the patient to the ER. Unfortunately, he does survive. And she's just one of the healthcare workers who saved lives during the ferocious storm. That week, many of her colleagues slept at the hospital, and a doctor snowshoed over closed roads to care for a sick child who was trapped at home.
This feels like something you would celebrate, but then it's like, no, you just kind of go back to on to the next day.
She never had time to process what happened in the forest. Less than an hour later, another call came through. Farmer's ambulance was back out in the storm on the icy road. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg in Nevada City.